It's been really wonderful. One of the things that you do when you're a reporter in the field is that you're kind of excavating, you're trying to figure out what's going on, you're talking to a lot of people, and then you're putting something together that reports on a specific issue. And coming into the host chair, it's been very different. Here at NPR, we call them hosts. We don't call them anchors as they are on television. And the reason we do that is because you're kind of a host of an incredible conversation. And what you want listeners to feel is that they're at this amazing dinner party where the guests are the most interesting guests. They're learning fantastic new things. They're having cultural conversations. They're laughing. They're becoming informed. And it's a different role, and it's an exciting one.
There was so much happening in Brazil during your time in that country, in particular the Zika virus, the Rio Olympic Games. What really stands out to you about your time in Brazil?
Oh, so much news. I went there and I thought I was going to, you know, have to do a lot of feature reporting and that I was never going to get on air because I'd just come from the Middle East where there had been so much news. And then I arrived in Brazil and all of a sudden there was just so many different things, starting with the World Cup, if we can even remember that far. There were protests. As you mentioned, the impeachment and then the Olympics, and then the Zika virus. It just felt like it was overwhelming. When I talk to journalism classes sometimes, they ask me about that all the time. How did you decide what to report on at any given time? How do you manage your time? It was really tough. It was a lot of work.
You also spent a lot of time in the Middle East, covering everything from the Iraq War to the Arab Spring to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. How did being on the ground in those locations change your perspective on the ongoing conflict in that part of the world?
Oh, you know, I've spent so many years in the Middle East, covering so many different facets of that. I think I've spent all told about 5.5 years in Iraq. And then I lived two different occasions in Jerusalem, once for the AP and then once for NPR. So I know that part of the world, you know, quite well. And it's important. It's an important part of the world. It really is valuable to understand what's happening there, the forces that are moving the different countries, the changes that are underway. And we see that again and again. You know, I'm surprised when I come back here and I'm now sitting in the host chair, how often it comes up, the Middle East and what's going on there and the United States' involvement there. It's not something that we as Americans can get away from because we are involved in that part of the world. What happens there does impact us. And so therefore, we should know and understand the forces at play.
And Lulu, let's get back to Weekend Edition here for just a moment. How are you transitioning into that Sunday puzzle with Will Shortz?
The puzzle. I was terrified. I was so scared when I first started it because I didn't know if I was going to be any good at it. So this is the hardest thing about the puzzle. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. The audience doesn't like it when I jump in. And I get very excited because I know the answer and I want to play, but they get a little bit upset. So the hardest thing has been to know when to jump in, when to help out our guest, and when not to help out our guest. So that's kind of the weirdness of my role, where I'm trying to like play along, but then not jump in too fast, because ultimately it's about the guest that comes on, and also the listeners that are playing at home. So that's been the hardest part. But other than that, it's an absolute delight, and my favorite part of the week, actually.